Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, that don't work.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like we have another glorious number of people attending Yahweh's ministry, which tends to be 105,712 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And you know what? That's what we're going to hear, Yahweh's words as it's truly written. Because we know we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand, and that's without proper teaching. Some come to see those things in the Bible that most of us can see, and some looking can never find. For the misinformed can do none of these things. And again, That's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures, first of all, this is our protection, by knowing the scriptures. There are those out there that camouflage evil teachings or confused thoughts of the Bible for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures, as I have seen before, as verbal weapons. This brings me into thinking about what Yahuwah hates. You know, we know what we hate ourselves. That's obvious, things we like and don't like. Some people don't even like to read certain scriptures in the Bible. Oh, I don't want to read that scripture. I don't like that one. I like this one here. Okay, well, what does Yahuwah hate? We look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 to 19, for those of you who are taking notes. 16 says, these are the 16 doth the Yahuwah hate. Ye are the seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shred innocent blood. 18, a heart of mine that deceiveth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief. 19, a false witness that speak lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers or sisters. Hallelujah. You have to remember what it tells us in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse number 3. Again, that's for those who take notes. 3 says, and every spirit that confess that Yahuwah the Son has come and the flesh is not of Yahuwah, and this is the spirit of the anti-Yahuwah, wherefore ye have heard it should come, even now already is in the world. And these things you can see, and it's very obvious to see, people lying for no reason, tricking their brothers, their sisters, even their kids at home. So even to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity, deception, and different directions, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words, learning how to connect the biblical books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you all have knocked. This is information that you came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for the note takers is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for those members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. I bet you I got you on that one. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices. Even that smartwatch you have will work. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhvh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instruction. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. This is for the note takers again. Psalms 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. That what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. This is another important feature that I'm pretty sure that many don't know. Check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days. Now, the calendar is explained in biblical detail. When it starts, when it ends, and what it means to you, your family, and friends. That comes to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click in there, look for True Name Teachers. When you click the red live button, as soon as this appears, this will put you right into the live online broadcast. We're using two email addresses also for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe. That spelling is TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects, related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 690 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who maybe have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show to catch what you missed at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices you have. Once again, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you had wanted to log into, that you were late, or any previous day that you had missed. We're in the process also of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line or any particular day, number of days. Generally, this is what you do. We're also, after the normal broadcast on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American, the Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yahuwah is also working. Online there to answer any questions about the topics that put on the Bible will be Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. Absolutely no comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Raw Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints. When you do this, keep the scriptures in mind. Don't try to win the bump to gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's words. Remember, it told us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So to keep those things in your remembrance, open the Bible. We're getting ready to pass our program over to our seer Israel. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. That's excellent on your part there, Elder. That's excellent on your part. And we're looking at these memos and plus you got a home sound in the background. What that is. So.
Usually comes from an earpiece that's open.
Hallelujah. All right. Excellent. We'll do the best we can, or we just pass it over to Brother Young God, let him kick it on in. We can't get nothing better going than what we got going on. So, good enough. All right, we'll catch you back on the second part, on the bottom part there, Elder, and get your closing thoughts. And thus says the Almighty Yahuwah, and then this special edition called Thursday Evening. Time is flying. I mean, it's time for me to put the eyeball on Brother Young God again, just that quick. That's why I said, time is not in our favor. That's why we have to bring this word. And it's this very important series called The Due Order of the Almighty Yahuwah. Because the one thing about it, you want to make sure you're doing things in due order at these hours of need that we're in right now. But the only way you're going to know due order, you got to first hear it to cross-check and see is you working with due order. So we don't know what that means so far, but we go and find Brother Yahuwah Israel on top part of Saturday. We just understand one thing. The series is about due order. So we got to load up on due order. So now the Elder did mention about sometimes people say, well, I don't like this and I don't like that. We understand that. But see, the series is about due order. See, understand something. It ain't about making no one feel for the fact that, but this thing is aimed for the six anointed camps to get in due order. Now, once we in due order, a lot of topics we can bring up. But right now, the series is about due order of YHWH. And we got to find out what his order is. And once we clear about his order, then we be able to move further. But we got to get his order. I'm going to tell you. Okay, I hope you understand that. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah be to have seen right.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah.
So y'all call that, bro. Y'all got Israel. Did we kind of explain it right? You need to ask something, too, about the due order. The series is about due order, so everything we're saying now is going to be based upon due order, and all you got to do is examine yourself. If you are in order, then you say, okay, right on. But if you're not in order, you look in the mirror and make adjustments according to just saying Yahuwah. Did we try to make any kind of halfway leeway on that, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
What was that?
Did we make any kind of halfway leeway on what we just got through saying based on due order?
Yeah, we've been working on it. We've been working on it for a couple of weeks now.
Oh, hallelujah. So we got to get the due order. In order, you got to at least know that if you're doing due order, you got to examine yourself from the pages of the Bible that you're doing due order. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahuwah Israel, let's get something going on. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say, and I believe that. And one thing about due order, if the series is about due order, then when we read Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 5, 4 and 5, he will make a profound statement. And what do we say in Jeremiah 29, verse 4 and 5, Brother Yahuwah Israel? If he can get something going on called a special edition called Thursday Evening, Jeremiah 29, verse number 4 and verse 5. Let's see what that says.
The book of Jeremiah 29, verse number 4. verse number 5 reads, Jeremiah 29, verse 4. The same Yahuwah of hosts, Yahuwah of Israel, to all that are carried away captive, whom I have called to be carried away from Yahdah of Judah, southern kingdom, unto Babylon. Verse 5. Build you houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens, eat the fruit of them.
Mm-hmm. So he say, the ones that have been carried away captive. Can you precept that to Daniel 6:13? Who's the lead captive? Daniel 6:13, that brother Yahdah Israel. Let's see who the lead captive is.
The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse number 13 reads, And after they and said before the kings that Daniel, which is of the family of the captivity of Yahdah Judah.
Uh-huh. So this message first have to be brought to the captivity, and the captivity is called Southern Kingdom, Yahdah Judah. So he's telling Yahdah Judah to plant gardens. So because he said in the 46th chapter of Isaiah 9 through 11 and verse 13, so he says something very important, the reason why this message for Southern Kingdom to plant gardens. And this is what he said, but he also came and told Isaiah something prior to telling Jeremiah later on, 100 years later. Look what he says to Isaiah in the chapter 9 through 11 and verse 13.
Isaiah chapter 46, verse number 9 to 11. Verse number 13 reads, Book of Isaiah chapter 46, verse number 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahuwah, and there is none else. I am Yahuwah, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times the things that are not yet done, say, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse number 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, man that execute my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do. Verse 13. I bring them my righteousness. It shall not be far off. My salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Yahdah Judah. For Israel is my honor.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying to these Israelites that he called in from the beginning. So he's telling you that what you need to do in advance, because he already know what you're going to go through, is plant your gardens. So he's preparing you then to be well astute on, if you know you Israel, plant your gardens and raise families. Otherwise, he's telling you that it's going to be a problem with the stores in the time to come by him knowing the end from the beginning. So if you plant through some gardens, you will know exactly what you're putting into you, because what's coming on us today, it comes from our intake on the places that we go. But if we plant our gardens, and what do you plant in your gardens? God will, Genesis 1 verse 30. This is what you plant in your garden. Genesis 1 verse 30.
Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse number 30 reads. Look at Genesis 1 verse number 30. And to every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Mm-hmm. So you plant green herbs. You plant green herbs for your meat. You make sure that you follow instructions. Because you know what's written in Sirach 10 verse 1? What is written in Sirach 10 verse 1?
Book of Sirach, chapter 10. Verse number 1 reads, Book of Sirach, chapter 10. Verse number 1. Book of Sirach 10, verse 1. A wise seer will instruct his people. The government of a prudent seer is well ordered.
Mm-hmm. See, a wise seer will instruct his people. And the first thing the seer is going to instruct is, let's see what the first thing the seer is going to instruct. Let's run through the book called Joel, chapter 1, 1, down to verse 3. Now watch how the Bible, a wise seer, will instruct his people. Let's see exactly the moves that a wise seer is supposed to make by going to Joel, chapter 1, and look at verse 1, 2, and 3. Now pay attention to what a wise seer will do. The first thing he's going to do is a Joel 1, 2, and 3. What does it say in Joel 1, 2, and 3?
The book of Joel, chapter 1. Verse number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads, Joel chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Joel, the son of Pethiel, verse number 2. Hear this, you old men, and give ear, are you inhabitants of the land? Has this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Verse 3. Tell you your family, children of it, and let your family, children, tell their children. And their children, another generation.
You see that thing right here? So now see, the word came to Joel the seer. And Joel, after he got the word, then he took it straight to the elders and started getting the elders right. And that's a trend that we working with as we speak. See, now we're going to go a little further than that. So now, a wise seer will get in contact with the seers, I mean with the elders right away, and tell them to tell their peoples to plant gardens. Plant gardens. And what you put in your garden is green food. Whatever is green, start with the green herbs. Put that's all back up to Deuteronomy chapter 11. And let's see who he's telling to put this green food together in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 10 through 12. Now, who are you telling to get this green food together that we can read? Deuteronomy chapter 11, 1, 2, 10 through 12.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse number 1, 2, verse number 10 through 12 reads. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse number 1. Deuteronomy 11, verse 1. Therefore thou shalt love Yahweh your Yahweh, keep his charter, statutes of his judgment, his Torah instructions always. Verse number 2. I know you this day, for I speak not with your family, children, which have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh your Yahweh, the greatness, his mighty hand, and it's stretched out up. Verse number 10. For the land, whether thou goest in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt from which you came out. For thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of earth. Verse number 11. For the land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Verse number 12. A land which Yahweh, your Yahweh, cared for. Yahweh, Yahweh, your Yahweh, are always upon it from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. He said, where you going to, the rain's going to specifically drop, the rain of heaven going to drop down on you in the land. Now, he tell you plant gardens and the rain of heaven. Because, see, right now, you know, watching that one-eyed Satan, you're hearing about it's going to become a food shortage. But see, Yahweh has already told his peoples that all this must come to pass. So now, and we, it's instructing you through the elders to get to the fathers, the mothers, the children, to plant gardens, green stuff in your garden. A lot of people got in the back of the yard old beat up cars and everything else. No, no, no. Get rid of the beat up cars and put a garden there and put some green food in there, because the green food in 104 verse 14, but the rain from heaven got some 78:24 on it. Not only the rain come from heaven, something else come from heaven that you got to have in your backyard too. It's from 78:24 of the book of Psalms. See, we got to stop reacting to everything. They saying upon a small still voice to their peoples, a food shortage is on the way. Prices is going sky high. But Yahweh is telling you in advance, plant gardens. Clear out the space that you ain't got nothing going on there and put a little garden there. I was looking at a picture of what Brother Yahweh had. He way ahead of it. He got, matter of fact, Brother Yahweh is right. What, tell this national audience what you got already laying there that's looming up that you can put your eyes on there. Come on.
Yeah, I planted a few good things there. I got tomatoes growing. I got some cucumbers out there. I got some broccoli. I got some bell peppers, and I got some red and white onions growing out there. So that's what I'm working with right now. Back over to you, Sia.
See that? You see that? So you see that? See, we have to lead by example. So, telling you now, see right here. You see that backyard you got? We know you love to put the little tents back there and all kind of sitting chairs back there and got the grass all green and all that. Listen, see right here. Turn over that dirt and drop you a couple pieces of seeds up in there and put you some kind of emergency meat, which is the herbs in the side, so when the store tell you we ain't got enough truck drivers, they ain't bring none in. Now, we ain't got nothing. You already been told by the six anointed camps, put you something to the side. The space you got in your backyard, don't worry about how pretty it looks when you have your guests over and your little reunions and your card game. Turn up that backyard and drop you some seeds in there. Huh? Get it ready through the winter. By next summer, you have something in there. But if anything jump off, you ain't got to react to anything. You be proactive to everything because you heard it from the six anointed temps. So, and he said the rain came from heaven. And something else, and don't let nobody tell you to stay away from this right here, 7824. What is it saying, 7824? A
Psalm. Psalm, chapter 78, verse number 24 reads, Psalm 78, verse 24. And rain down manna upon the earth, upon them to eat, and giving them of the corn of heaven.
You see that, see right here? So remember one thing. The corn, like the rain came from the heavens, the corn also came from the heavens. So make sure you got plenty of corn in you from that spring water, cooking spring water from heaven, spring water. And listen, because in Psalm 104, verse 14, he told David about the mouth of the minister spirit. He said, David, let me tell you something about if you eat this kind of way, he got something written in 104 verse 14. Listen good. What he got written in Psalm 104 verse 14?
Look at Psalm 104 verse number 14 reads, because of the grass to grow for the cattle, bird for the service of man, he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Ooh, out of the earth, see right here. Out of the earth, see, right? Keep that in your mind. Food come out of the earth. And a sign if you follow the instruction in 65:13 is if you follow the instructions, This is what it'll make you do. Psalms 65:13. What it say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 65, verse number 13 reads. Book of Psalms 65, verse number 13. Pastures are clothed with flocks. They also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Mm-hmm. See? So, and a series is based upon the due order. So we understand one thing. Yahuwah is telling you, look out in that backyard. You see all the stuff you got? You got garage there and everything in there. Yahuwah said, make sure on the side of your garage, put your little couple of lines down there and put some green stuff down there on the side of your garage. Don't worry about your neighbors all beautifying that. Make sure you start planting. All you got to do is cut into Mother Earth and drop some seeds in it and cover it up and water it. Keep that in your mind. Things about due order, see, Roy. We're going to Numbers chapter 2, verse 1. Because Yahuwah set up due order, and once we get in due order, Yahuwah going to intervene. We're going to Numbers chapter 2 and pick up verse 1, and we're going to read down to verse number 9. This is good what we get ready to read. Numbers chapter 2, 1 through 9. Listen good. Brother Yahuwah Israel, come out.
Book of Numbers chapter 2, verse 1 through 9 reads. Book of Numbers 2. Verse number 1. Yahuwah spake unto Moses, and unto Aaron spake. Verse 2. Every man of the family of Israel shall pitch by his own standard, with the ensign of their father's family. Far off above the temple of the congregation shall they pitch. Verse number 2. 3. On the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Yahuwah Judah pitch throughout their army. Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, shall be captain of the family of Yahuwah Judah. Verse number 4. And his hosts, those that were numbered of them, 318,600. Verse 5. Those that do pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nethaneel, the son of Zerah, shall be captain of the family of Issachar. Verse number 6. And his host, those that were numbered thereof, were 54,400. Verse 7. Then the tribe of Zebulun and Eliab, the son of Elon, shall be captain over the family of Zebulun. Verse number 8. And his host, those that were numbered thereof, were 57,400. Verse number 9. All that were numbered in the camp of Yahuwah Judah were 100,460,400 throughout their army. These shall perish. That's it.
You see that thing right here? So this Yahuwah is an order thing. And that's what we got to do. We got to get in order now, see right here. So we see in now Yahuwah is the one, he's the captain of order. He's the ruler of order. We got to get in order to make sure we clear on what Yahuwah got for us to do. And Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says what there? So order, see, right? So you see who leads out in order first, according to the Bible, way back on the left side of the book is Yahuwah Judah. So Judah is the first one supposed to hear the message and get in order. All the tribes got to get in order behind Yahuwah Judah. And this is even in Moses' days. Get behind Yahuwah Judah. That's the lead tribe. The six anointed camps. The lead tribe is Yahuwah Judah. So listen, this is what the book is saying. If you're going to make it back to where you got to get to, it must be Judah, but Judah got to make sure he's clear, not that he's just Judah. He got to know the order of Yahuwah by being Judah. And we'll show you what we're talking about shortly. Look, it says in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, there, Brother Yahuwah Israel.
Look at Romans 15, Verse number 4 reads, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope.
See, everything that's written is for our learning. It's not done away with. See, it's nothing done away with. Everything for our learning. And then he left the northern kingdom, and he went to some more northern kingdoms in Corinthians 10, verse 11. Let's see, this message changed any kind of way. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 11, read. All these things happen unto them for an example. They are written for our admonition, for whom the end of the world are come.
First Thessalonians 5:25-28. So listen, so when we come on the network, what we're looking at now is the ordering, and remember, the six anointed camps have got a great responsibility to be ready, take great notes, because you will be on the clock. And the first thing you have to bring to the table is order. We got to show you order that's written in the Bible. Not because how smart you are, how many degrees you got from the world. The Bible degrees is totally different. It's like East meets the West when it comes down to the learning of the world in the Bible. So what are we reading there, Brother Yahya?
The book of 1 Thessalonians 5.
Yes, sir. Speaking of verse 25-28.
Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 25-28 reads. Book of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 25. Brothers, sisters, pray for us. 26. Read out the brothers with a righteous kiss. Verse 27. I charge you by Yahweh that this epistle be read unto all the righteous brothers and sisters. Verse 28. The mercy of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son, be with you. Hallelujah.
So you're saying this is supposed to be written? That was a foul statement you made up. This epistle means a letter. This letter has to be written who to who?
This letter, epistle, be read to all the righteous brothers and sisters.
Ain't that something? So this right here is for all the righteous brothers and sisters to understand. This letter was written to you. All the righteous. And the biblical definition of being righteous is 6:25 of Deuteronomy, see, right? So what he was saying on the right side of the book, but he was pointing back to this is for all the righteous. And how you be righteous is a 6:25 of Deuteronomy. What did it say there, Brother Yahya Israel?
Deuteronomy 6, verse 25 reads, shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he have commanded us.
Mm-hmm. So that's our righteousness, right? So we read that Joel, now we go on to Joel chapter 2, verse 1, 15 and 16, but we won't know where he pulled this from. Now, Joel could not have been just putting something down. And let's go back to Joel chapter 1, verse 14, getting warmed up. I need verse 14 to be on tape 18. Joel 1:14. What did it say there, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Joel chapter 1, verse number 14, you read, sanctify you a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders, now the inhabitants of the land into the temple of Yahweh, and cry unto Yahweh.
You see that? So Joel was told by the minister spirit, Joel the seer, gather the elders. And but where you take them to? A picnic? No, see, right? Take them to the temple and cry mightily from Yahweh. You see what he did? So that would have said, go, so you, I mean, you have to leave where you're at and get to the temple. The elders got to get to that temple. Joel 2, verse 1, 15 and 16, listen good. So now he got them there to cry. He got them at the temple. Now told the elders, now y'all do a little crying now at the temple. Joel 2:1. Then skip down to verse 15 and 16. What does it say about the Yahweh God of Israel?
Book of Joel 2, verse number 1. Verse number 15, verse 16 reads. Book of Joel 2, verse number 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Yahweh Jew. Sound an alarm in the righteous mountain. And all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of Yahweh cometh, for it is not near at hand. Verse 15. Blow the trumpet in Yahweh Jew. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Verse 16. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children. And though they suck the breath, the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet.
You see that, see, right? But he told that. He told gather the elder feet. He didn't just come up with that. He had to have something to pull. So let's go into Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. He had to pull that. See, the key to it is always pull something. Don't try to come up with nothing. Just pull something and go with what you pull. Let's see what Joel is working with in Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. What are you working with there, Brother Yahweh God of Israel?
Book of Exodus 3, verse number 15. Verse number 16 reads, Exodus 3, verse 15. Yahweh said moreover unto Moses, but shall thou say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel have sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel appeared unto me, saying, I've surely visited you, seeing that which is done to you in
Egypt. Mm-hmm. So you see, all we got to do is stay in this book. Remember, he said the rain came from heaven, right? We want to precept that rain from heaven by going to Hosea 6, verse 3. Let's precept that rain came from heaven. Corn came from heaven. The rain came from heaven. Hosea 6, verse 3. Let's see what he says in 6, verse 3.
Book of Hosea, chapter 6. Number 3 reads, Book of Hosea 6, verse 3. Then shall you know, if you fall on to know Yahweh, is going forth, is prepared as the morning. He shall come unto that as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth.
Ain't that something? Yahweh gonna come as his rain. So when that rain hit you out there, when that rain hits, Yahweh hit you, Steve, are you? Yahweh gonna come as the rain. So you know, he'll be all over the place, Steve, are you? He'll be all over the place for you. Yahweh is that rain that came from heaven. So you see, right? Now you see to get out of that. So that rain from heaven is Yahweh. And Yahweh made plain in St. John chapter 6. See, I'm telling you something. Once you start precepting your Bible, you know, I know one of the camps told me one time ago, you see, why don't you put a tape on? You put a tape on. Why so? Why should put a tape? He give you something to say on every broadcast. I ain't going to call that camp out. But the camp, one of the six camps said that. Put a tape on every now and then. Why so? That's why he give you something. He give you something every time you got him right, he'll get you right. So now you put a tape on. And see, he says over here in St. John chapter 6, verse 33, and let's see what he says in verse 35. We ain't gonna beat it. We'll put in that's all we need. St. John 6:33 and 35. This is good. That's what you say.
The book of St. John 6:33, verse 35 reads. Book of St. John 6:33. For the bread of
Yahweh
is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth light unto the world. Verse 35.
Mm-hmm. 35.
And Yahweh the Son said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Well, make it plain what he said in verse 38. See, can you make it real plain what he said in verse 38?
Verse number 38. But came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me.
So now we see, and we clear. We clear. This man is sending us a message. He's sending us tons of messages. What to do, how to do, how to organize. You ain't got to come up with no scheme from the 17 nations, and he got all this good information written exactly for us to do to get him to be your intercession. Matter of fact, this is what he says over here. Let me pull some pull a rabbit out of the hat. And in the book of Zechariah, he made a profound statement that Brother Yahweh has read in the book of Zechariah. He says something to Zechariah the seer. He says something to him that what he got to do. In the 10th chapter, look what he says, what he got to do to be sent over you. Just what you got to get some kind of sign of this. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. Listen good. Then lick him up real good in verse 16 and 17. What does it say?
The book of Zechariah chapter 9, verse 13 and 14.
Get warmed up in Zechariah chapter 9, 13 and 14. Then lick him up real good in verse 16 and 17.
The book of Zechariah chapter 9, verse number 13, 14. Verse number 16, verse 17 reads, book of Zechariah 9, verse number 13. When I bid Yahdai Judah for me, fear the boat with Ephraim. Raise up your son, or Yahdai Judah, against your son, O Greece, and made you as the sword of a mighty man. Verse 14, Yahweh shall be seen over them. His arrow shall go forth as the light. Therefore I shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwind of the south. Verse 16, Yahweh your Yahweh shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign upon his right. Verse 17, for how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maid.
I think so. What the corn gonna make you do, Brother Yahdai Israel? In verse 17, what the old corn gonna make you do?
Corn should make the young man cheerful.
That's that something. Listen to the man. Hear the man is saying. The man is trying to tell you something. Green food, keep your corn. Listen, you want to be cheerful. You all will be always at tight, eyes all in the corner, grumpy all the time because she ain't doing right. You want to do right? Get some corn in you and some green food in you, and some nice clear green water and a bunch of a dust-ass Yahweh. And you get all that going on. Look what Yahweh said in verse 14. What he'll do? Now he gonna kick in verse 14. Watch him kick in 14. What he say in verse 14, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Because Zechariah 9 verse 14, Yahweh shall be seen over them. And his arrow shall go forth as the light. Yahweh shall blow the trumpet. It shall go with whirlwind of the south.
You see what the man is saying? Now let's precept that to Psalms 91, pick a verse, throw down to verse 11. So now listen. Now when Yahweh is seen over you, you're doing what Yahweh is telling you to do. You understand this new order. You got your corn in, you got your green food in. You got spring water on you doing real good, right? You got your Yahweh first. You understand due order. What tribe is supposed to do all the talking? All the tribe supposed to be listening and obeying. And every time you tell them something, correct them. Don't sweat up like green hope or something. Take correction, get in line. Yahweh can be seen over you. What you reading at, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse number 4 through 11 reads. Book of Psalms 91, verse number 4. He shall cover thee with feathers, now his wings shall thou thrust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Verse number 5. Shall I be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in dark, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh to you. Verse 8. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse number 9. Because you have made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Verse 11. He shall give his ministers spirits charge over you, and keep you in all your ways.
You hear that man saying? He going to give his ministers spirits charge over you to keep you in all your ways. So he's telling you how to perform yourself to get prepared for Yahweh to intervene. But he's not going to intervene unless you got all this lined up of what he's saying. And one thing about it again, we're going to run back to Leviticus chapter 10, verse 7. Listen good to what he says in 10, verse 7. Leviticus chapter 10, verse number 7.
Book of Leviticus 10, verse number 7 reads. Leviticus. Chapter 10, verse 7. You shall not go out from the door of the temple of the congregation, lest you die. So the anointing of Yahweh is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses.
See, when you got the anointing oil on you, see, right, you got to lead by example now. The ensign is on you. The anointed oil is an ensign on you. See, once you are anointed by Yahweh, you got to go. You don't be the same old stony mind person because you got the instruction. You've been oiled. Let's run to 2 Kings for a minute, man. Because the seer was he had a lot of things to do. So this is what he told the six anointed camps. Seer said, I'm kinda busy. I'm taking care of something else. Matter of fact, let's see what he was doing first. Let's make sure you clear that he was doing something. This is what the seer was doing. He was doing 1 Kings 19, verse number 15 and 16. This is what the seer was doing. Let's see what he was doing in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 15 and 16. What was he doing there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse number 15, verse number 16 reads. Book of 1 Kings 19, verse number 15. And Yahweh said unto him, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Verse 16. And Yahu, the son of Nashi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. Elisha, the son of Shaphiah of Abel Mahala, shall thou anoint to be seer in your room.
Mm-hmm. You see? So he was taking care of business for Yahweh. So when the seer taking care of business for Yahweh, let's see the next move, what he do. He had a sermon himself in the 9th chapter of 2 Kings, verse 1. Let's see what happened here in the 2 Kings chapter 9, picking up at 1-2, and take it down to verse number 4. Second Kings chapter 9, 1 down to verse 4 and 6. and 12.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 9, verse number 1 through 4, verse 6, and verse number 12 reads. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 9, verse 1. Elisha the seer called one of the children of the seer, saying unto him, gird up your loins and take this box of war in thy hand. Go to Ramoth Gilead. Verse number 2. When thou comest thither, look out there, Yahu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nashi. Go in and make him arise up from among his brethren. Carry him to an inner chamber. Verse number 3. Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head. And say, the say Yahweh, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then open the door. Flee and carry not. Verse number 4. So the young man, even the young man, the seer, went to Ramoth Gilead. Verse number 6. He arose and went into the temple, and he poured the oil on his head, and said unto him, the say Yahweh of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of Israel, king over the people of Yahweh, even over Israel. Verse number 12. And they said, it is false, tell us not. And he said, thus and thus spake he to me, saying, thus saith Yahweh, I have anointed you king over Israel.
Now, Brother Yahya Israel, in verse 9, what was all this going on in verse 9, Brother Yahya Israel? Can you help me out? Now, all this good talking that you just got through doing some powerful reading. Now, tell me something. Where was all this going on, all this supposed to be done? Help me out in verse 9 here, Brother Yahya Israel.
The book of 2 Kings 9. Verse number 9. Thou will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahiah.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Brother Yahya Israel. Now, where was all this good anointing going on at? Because there's a point we're trying to bring out, Brother Yahya Israel. If we don't get in order and do things according to the due order of things, you just got through reading a whole lot of all this stuff is going on, and I want to make sure we emphasize what you just got through bringing out, Brother Yahya Israel. So we don't want to say it. We just want to run into it again. All this was going on somewhere. All this great big stuff was going on somewhere. Can you help me out, Brother Yahya? I don't want to kind of say anything because I want to get happy by hearing it. So it was a word in there that all this good stuff was going on. Brother Yahya Israel. Can you help me out? Do we have to go back with it later? I heard it. This is plain. I was ran back, and I was just about liking to take a little nod, but you said something, and I just kicked back in gear. What did you say there, Brother Yahya Israel? Do we have to put it on hold and come back on it again? Can you recall a specific word that all this great anointing was going on at?
Yes,
help
sir.
Me out, Brother Yahya Israel. Go ahead. All right, come on.
The book of 2 Kings 9, verse 6. And he arose and went into the temple, and he poured the oil on his head, and said unto him, thus saith Yahweh, I have anointed you king over the people of Yahweh, even over Israel.
Hey, that's something. You see what's going on, see, right? So all this stuff about where, you know, I'm finna anoint myself, and where you knowing yourself at? Well, I'm down in my basement. I'm somewhere sitting on my coffee table. Listen, that don't work like that. I mean, you can anoint yourself all you want, but don't be looking for the blessing of Yahweh on it. The blessing of Yahuwah when you get to where he tell you to get to. Get to the temple and get anointed by the ones that is leaders, and then you got the blessing of Yahuwah. Stop doing your own thing and think you'll get the results, because that's contrary to the Bible. Well, I anoint myself. Okay, you can anoint yourself based on the fact that you just putting some oil on you because you get ready to go out there in that wicked world. Then make sure you talk like that. But don't think that you in line with Yahuwah, because the seal sent one of the elders to the temple. He sent to the temple seal right here. So there ain't no way around of getting nothing done unless you get to the sixth location. That's when you see the action starts, when you get to the sixth location. Then when you get anointed there, now you got the blessing of Yahuwah. Remember, the title of the lesson is the due order of YHWH. So all this is happening. So when the elder got to the place, look for this GU, is going to pronounce his name right, brother Yahuwah. What's his name again?
Sounds good to me.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. So when he got there, he knew to go directly to the temple. He wasn't going looking for him, you know, somewhere sitting at his coffee table or somebody. He getting a premonition or something. No. He knew he was going to be at the temple. The elder went there and anointed him at the temple and told him what time it is. So I'm going to tell you something. It's nothing you can't get around coming to the six locations. The blessing is not when you're doing your own thing. You have to follow the rules and regulations, what I'm saying. Now, because remember when we read in 9:1, Elisha the seer, he called one of the elders and said, look here, gird yourself up and go to Ramon Gilead, you know, and go. Otherwise, he didn't put it in there, but he knew where to go look for him at the temple. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. Let me show you something. Let me show you something on the right side of the book. Now, this is a 70-mile thing here. 3 verse 1. Acts 3, 1. 3, 1 and 3. No, 3, 1, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see here. Acts chapter 3, 1, 2, and 3.
Verse number 1, 2. Verse number 3 reads, Book of Acts 3, verse number 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Verse 2. Then certain men named from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Verse 3. Who sent Peter and John about to go into the temple, Act and
on. Mm-hmm. Verse 8. Down to verse 10.
The book of Acts, chapter 3. Verse number 8 through 10 reads. Acts 3, verse number 8. He leaped up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping, and praising Yahuwah. Verse number 9. Now the people saw him walking and praising Yahuwah. Verse 10. They knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. They were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
See that thing right here? So the key to it is we got to get to the sixth location. Look for your blessing to come if you know you're following the rules and regulations. This ain't no burden. This will be a joyful by you get to the temple, being around other brothers and sisters in the six anointed camp, because one thing about it, they were in the power of Yahuwah. Let me say in Timothy and Titus 1, verse 4. Because they got, you know, they prepared to help you, meet you where you at, and help you get on your feet through the word of Yahuwah. Let's go to Titus 1, verse 4. Let's read down to verse 9. Listen, look at all this good stuff here. 1:4 down to verse 9.
Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 4-9 reads, Titus chapter 1, verse number 4. To Titus, my own son, after the coming covenant, mercy and peace from Yahweh the Father, from Yahweh the Son, our Savior. Verse number 5. For this cause left I you at Crete. You should have set in order the things that are wanted. There's ain't no elders in every city that I appointed to. Verse number 6. If any be blameless, husband of one wife, and the faithful children not accused of riot or unruly. Verse number 7. For the elder, who they were a bishop, must be blameless as a servant of Yahweh. Not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, nor stripes, not given to filthy lucre. Verse number 8. For the lover of hospitality, lover of good men and women, sober, just, righteous, temperate. Verse number 9. Holding fast the covenant, the word, as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
Mm-hmm. So the gainsayers out there, see, Reagan. So the gainsayers out there. So we prepared to meet you where you at. We prepared to meet you where you at and come down some dust stairs, Yahweh. Because we've been anointed to do this. To do this. Because this is a high standard now. Time is not in your favor to continue to do your own thing and nothing. Nothing in the book support what you're doing because you learn it. Remember, Yahweh wasn't nobody more learned than Yahweh, right? And if he makes the effort to get 70 miles to the temple, then after he did it in 1344, after they seen his works, look what happened in Acts chapter 13, verse 44. But look at the reason they're coming. But never forget the reason they're coming. Let's see, they're coming for debate or strike. Now, look what's going on in 1344, the book of Acts.
Book of Acts 13, verse number 44 reads, And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? And that's all you're supposed to come out to do, not to have papers for a debate or strike. You don't come to the Sabbath days to hear a debate or strike. No, you come to hear the word of Yahweh. Then Yahweh said, and then you know what he said you'll do if you do it the way he tell you to do? In 26 verse 3 of Acts, this is what he'll do for you. He'll do something for you. If you do it the way you do what he tell you to do. 26 verse 3 of Acts.
Book of Acts 26 verse number 3. Especially because I know you to be an expert in all the customs, questions which are among your God Judah. Before I beseech thee, hear me patiently.
Uh-huh. Right. Hear patiently what? Let's go to Acts 26, verse 3. Let's hear what patiently. Here you talk about what do we need to know in Acts 26, verse 3. We're supposed to know that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
It was Acts 26, verse 3 there.
Okay, well swing over to Isaiah. Let the old seer give us a shot at that. Let him give us a shot in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. That's 26, chapter, verse 3.
The book of Isaiah 26, verse number 3. Thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because they trust in you.
And another thing we got to become, and we got to become something that Paul was telling Northern Kingdom. He said, let me tell you something. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, it's something you got to become that we can read. And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 through 16 and 18 to 21. He says, guess what? It's something you got to become. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, figure verse 10 through 16, 18 to 21. Listen good what he told the northern kingdom, what they got to become if you want to deal with you some Yahuwah. Come on.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 10 through 16, verse 18 through 20 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians,
21.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse number 10. We are food for Yahuwah's sake, for Yahuwah the Son's sake. But you are wise in Yahuwah the Son's. We are weak. But you are strong, we are honorable. But we are despised. Verse number 11. Even at this present hour, we both hunger, thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted. Have no certain dwelling place. Verse 12. And labor working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer. Verse 13. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world. And are the offscourge of all things unto this day. Verse 14. I run not these things to shame you. But as my beloved sons and daughters, I warn you. Verse 15, though we have 10,000 instructors in Yahuwah the Son, yet are you not many fathers. For Yahuwah the Son, I have begotten you through the covenant. Verse 16, before I beseech you, be you followers of me. Verse number 18, now some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. Verse 19, but I will come to you shortly, if Yahuwah will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. Verse 20, for the kingdom of Yahuwah is not in words, but in power. Verse 21, what will you? Shall I come unto you with the rod, or in love, and in the spirit of me?
So you see, we got a lot to understand the do order of Yahuwah. There's a lot on the table. Now, Paul was doing his thing. So the First Thessalonians chapter 5, 12 through 24. See, Ray, listen. We got the unction to show you something. But you're going to have to have more order about yourself, about the one that's in order, and taking things on yourself because you might know how to jump, run, fast, read, or whatever better. None of that, that don't make, it's not the order of Yahuwah. See, it's so much stuff we have to show you in this series that we're doing right now, the due order of Yahuwah, because you want Yahuwah to intervene. That's why he's telling you, get your garden together. You see, you got some old, you know, you like to love to beautify your front yard and your side yard, but part a little of that ground and put some beans, don't be too quick on the beans. Your beans got, a lot of them got starch in it. You got to be very specific about what beans you put down, some peas, or don't jump and grab no beans too fast, because beans got starch in it. Most of them, some of them don't. Now, if you find some one that don't have no starch in it, that's fine. But stay away from them good old starchy beans, because that's not going to help you out better than the green stuff and a lot of corn. See, corn makes the young man's happy. It made everybody happy. Corn and green stuff. And the 11th chapter, we ain't going to read, verse 5, the fish. That'll make your body feel good. A lot of spring water saved right here. You know how you do an old pot? Burn that pot up. You soak that pot up a couple of days and make sure you come back and wipe it out, right? Same thing about your body. Soak your body in clean water, spring water. Soak it real good inside. Lay down and soak your body. It break up all that powder ground inside your body. Put all them chemicals off your body. And when you go, and how you know it works? When you go to the bathroom, you don't go and you sound like somebody got you in a full Nelson in there hollering. You go boop 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 boop. That's when you know you're working. That's when you know the water working with you. But if you're there, and like somebody on drop kick you and put you in a pool of Nelson when you're in the bathroom, you're drinking up water. You're drinking up water. You're in there like somebody going in your purse or something while you're in the bathroom and where you're hollering. All righty, good enough. Where we at, Brother Yaga Israel?
Look at 1 Thessalonians 5, the 21 through 23.
Oh, forgot all about it, Brother Yaga. You know, one thing about it, I like to keep telling you, Brother Yaga Israel, see, when you already on, you know, that you met Brother Oliver, he don't see some plumbers laying out. No, I ain't seen nothing. But we see these scriptures are more plainer. And the scriptures are hollering us, telling us one thing, yeah, you want me to intervene? Then get the elders, get the fathers, the families in order, and I'm going to intervene. And then I'm going to get down, I'm going to do some whooping. I forgot all about what I'm saying now about some Thessalonians there, Brother Yahshua Israel. I forgot. So, but we know he said something. So whatever you got in Thessalonians, go ahead and take a little dab at it, because I forgot now. You remember anything about it? I said Thessalonians?
I knew it was the 5th chapter. I wasn't able to get the scripture verses that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Make it 12 down to verse 24. He said, now, here now, you got to make sure you get the scriptures out now before you start putting you a little something in there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 12 through 24. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book up 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 12 through 24 reads. Book up 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 12. We beseech you, brothers and sisters, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in Yahuwah, and admonish you. Verse 13. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Verse 14. And we exhort you, brothers and sisters, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men and women. Verse 15. See that none render evil for evil. Unto any man or woman. But every follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of Yahuwah and Yahuwah the Son concerning you. Verse number 19, quench not the spirit. Verse 20, despise not prophesying. Verse 21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. Verse 23, the very Yahuwah of peace sanctify you wholly. Now pray, Yahuwah, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Mhm. So he's saying a lot of good stuff. See, that's what I'm saying. We have to have a little more patience. You got to have a little more patience and stuff like that, and walk as ruling. You know, he'll give you how to deal with the rulers and all that kind of stuff. But you got to have a little more patience. This is a big job ahead of us. But you know. He said, know them that labor among you. See, the ones, you got to make sure you clear up and watch the one that labors among you. Know them that labors among you. Some has got a ready mind. But he also tell you in Romans 16, verse 17, 18, some too. So you got to know who among you, Steve, right here. Let's see what he said in Romans chapter 16, verse 17, 18, skip down to 26 and 27. Let's see what he says in Romans 16, 17, 18, 26, 27. Come on.
The book of Romans chapter 16, verse number 17, 18, verse number 26, verse 27 reads, Book of Romans, chapter 16, verse number 17. Now I beseech you, brothers, sisters, mark ye which call division and offense, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Verse number 18. For they that are such serve not Yahweh the Son, but their own belly. By good words and fair speech, deceive the mind of the simple. Verse 26. But now is made manifest by the scripture of the seed, unto the Torah instruction of the everlasting Yahweh, made known to all nations for the obedience of the covenant. Verse 27. Yahweh the Father, only wise, be honored. To Yahweh the Son forever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
You know, I was looking down the line, and I was looking for Sister G. Israel C. Ray, Brother Yahweh Israel, but we don't see on the list, so we got to get a few more in.
Mm-hmm. I got a heads up on that, see.
Oh, you got a heads up on that?
Yeah, ready.
Oh, okay. Hallelujah, what? People know. Okay, good enough. All right, hallelujah. So we found out one thing. We perfectly claimed that to do all the things, we got to teach to do all this, show to do all of what it's saying. And we got to get away from the 12 verse 3 of the regular book of Ecclesiastes. Because he's saying something. What he's saying in 12 verse 3 of the book of regular book of Ecclesiastes. He said you got to put that on ice. 12 verse 3. What he saying in 12 verse 3?
The book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 3 reads, in the day when the keepers of the temple shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders seek off they are feet, and those that look out of the windows be dark.
You see, all that looking out the window, you study peeping out the window, I'm telling you something, all that looking out the window stuff got to come to an end. Because you end up being darkness. You know darkness, you trace that 26:18. That doesn't say nothing got to hold to you. See, when it comes down to Yahweh's business, all that peeping out the window, peeping behind the curtain and looking at that one eye face, you gotta put that down. All that looking out the window. Huh? Looking out the window. We're saying verse 4 and 5.
Verse number 4. Please ask us 12. Verse number 4. And the door shall be shut in the street when the sound of the grinding is loosed. Ye shall rise up at the voice of the brat of the bird. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Verse number 5. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way. The almond tree shall flourish, the grasshopper shall be a bird, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets.
So he's trying to tell you, all that, bagging up and peeping out that window, when you know what Yahweh is trying to tell you something, man, you got, and especially if you got the oil on you, you got to go. If you got the anointing oil on you, you got to go. You got to go in grand style. You got to step up, but you got to lead by example. See, you'd be surprised when you lead by example. See, the anointing oil will make you lead by example. Because you know then and there, you in it to win it. And let's run back to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 8 through 12. And listen real carefully at verse 12. The regular book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 8 through 12. What it say?
Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 8 through 12 reads. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 8. There's one alone, and there's not a second. Yet he hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. He is his eyes satisfied with riches. Neither said he, for whom do I labor and bereave myself of goods? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. But some are not. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10, but they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him or earth that is alone when they fall, for he has not another to help him up. Verse 11, again, if two lie down, again, if two lie together, they have heat, but how can one be warmed alone? Verse 12, if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Yeah, see, right? See, a threefold cord, it's like, for example, you got an old pencil in your hand. You might just snap that one pencil. I tell you, you go get you five pencils and put them together and see how fast you're going to snap them five pencils. You ain't going to do it. And that's what he's trying to tell you, see, right? And normal is strength, but there's got to be anointed numbers. See, when you group in with those of the same mindset, you into something. Let's pull up that book called The Forgotten Book of Edom, the Wisdom of Solomon 17, verse 1. And remember in class I did say we're going to touch on that a little bit. The Forgotten Book of Edom, E-D-E-N, Wisdom of Solomon chapter 17, round by verse 1 down to verse 21. From 17, and we're going to read a little verse down, and then we probably skip it for time's sake. We just move around. I'm looking for verse 1 through 5 and 21. Let's see what we got that we need to understand out of the Forgotten Book of Edom, E-D-E-N, the Song of Solomon. 17th chapter, verse 1 through 5 and 21. Brother Yahdai Israel, you got anything on that, Brother Yahdai Israel? You on the clock, come on.
Yeah, I never really got a chance to check into that.
Okay, we'll put that on ice and come back with it. Because, see, the reason why they say you got to know who you laboring around, because in the regular book of Esther, chapter 3, 8 through 10, because you got the one that we read in Nehemiah 2, verse 10, saying, grieved when you found out that it was a sixth anointed council, voices of the true Israelites coming to pray their people from the bad mindset. Because the talk is already going around that is they got a name for you, six anointed camps. You know there's a name for you? In Esther chapter 3, verse 8 through 10, let's see what name they got on you right now. Esther chapter 3, 8 to 10. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on, out of the regular book.
The book of Esther chapter 3. Verse number 8 through 10 reads, Book of Esther, chapter 3, verse number 8 through 10. Esther 3, verse number 8. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. The Torah structures are diverse from all people. And if he say the king's laws, therefore, it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them. For some of that, if it please the king, let it be written, that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hand of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasury. Verse number 10, the king took his ring from his hand, gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, Yahdav in it.
Yes, you ready? So you don't know that you got enemies out here. And enemies is those that says what you teach in 609 camps is contrary to everything that we got on the table. And we don't see no fit for you to for them to be around. Look at WCC just said, I heard that. You heard that, huh? So let me tell you something. The people out here that really is a problem with it. And it's a 609 council. You know why? Because we trying to tell you something. If you want, you're not gonna win no battles until you get to a Yahqua right. And you have to understand something that is written. Let's go to, and I don't know what you think about this. Let's throw this on the table and see where you go with this. We're going to Jeremiah 24, 1 through 9. Now, remember one thing. The Bible have a double meaning to it. So what is they talking about when you go to 24th chapter, Jeremiah 1 through 9? Listen to the conversation here and be able to think scriptures when you hear Jeremiah 24, 1 through 9. What does it say?
Book of Jeremiah chapter 24. Verse number 1 through 9 reads, Book of Jeremiah, chapter 24, verse number 1. The Yahqua showed me, and behold, two baskets of feet were set before the temple of Yahqua, as that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive, Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Yahdaju, the princes of Yahdaju, with the carpenter.
Hold that part. Hold that part, brother. Yahdaju Israel. Now, read that from top again. What did Yahqua show again? What did the seer see? What did he see? Again.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 24. Verse number 1. Now Christ showed me, and behold, two baskets of feet before the temple of Yahqua.
Right there. See, the two baskets of figs were sitting before the temple of Yahqua. See, now, where was your mind going behind that 609 camp? Let's go to this. And I'm going to leave the rest of the law. We take care of the rest of the class. But where your mind supposed to go is right there in your mind supposed to go to the precepts of Isaiah 1:1. Isaiah 1:1. We're gonna leave that on tape. The two baskets is talk. See, he knew you was going into captivity. He knew the world gonna pick up your book and then work you all over. But the two baskets was what? Isaiah 1:1.
The book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 1. The vision of Isaiah the seer, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Yahdaju Judah, southern king. Yahdaju Judah in the days of Josiah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Yahdaju Judah.
What is concerned again about Yahdaju? What was concerned again? Who?
The vision of Isaiah, the seer, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Yahdaju.
Mm-hmm. Now back to Jeremiah 30, verse 4.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse number 4 reads. Book of Jeremiah 30, verse number 4. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, northern king, and concerning Yahdaju, southern king.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But see, But see, in that same verse, you know, they done a little, you know, they do their little thing. The vision of Amos, the son of Amos, was concerning Yahdah Judah and this right here, over the northern kingdom right here, because they got a little switcheroo here, because we got Yahdah Judah there and northern kingdom right there. So that same thing with northern kingdom right there, it was decoded in there as northern kingdom. So that should have been a little bit around, but that's okay, no big deal. But that was southern and northern kingdom right there, so we got it from there. So that same thing he's saying right here in Jeremiah 24, them two baskets is concerning northern and southern kingdom there. Now we're going back to that with that understanding. The two baskets in the 24th chapter is concerning northern and southern kingdom, the two baskets. So with that mindset, now we're going to read what happens and then and go to Luke chapter 24, verse 31 and 32, coming right back here. Luke chapter 24, 31 and 32 says what?
Book of Luke chapter 24, verse number 32 reads. Book of Luke chapter 24, verse number 31. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 32. They said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures?
See, the six morning camps, remember one thing, our job is to make the minds burn. See, the minds have been in a standstill now. That's why we're in the condition we're in right now. But we come to make your minds burn according to, remember, the Bible got a double meaning everywhere. So these two baskets are talking about southern and northern kingdom. Now, with that understanding, we're going back. But he had to show Jeremiah that. But Jeremiah understood the pass on that he had to decode thinkers. He knew he was going in captivity. But the world reads the Bible exactly the way they see it and get all hung up. Jeremiah 40, 24, now we read 2 down to verse 9. And now make your mind burn on 2 down to verse 9. Listen good.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 40, verse number 2 through 9 reads. Book of Jeremiah chapter 40, verse number 2. The captain of the guard, Jeremiah, said unto him, Yahweh, yo Yahweh, I pronounce this evil upon this place. Verse number 3. Now Yahweh had brought it and done according as he has said, because you have sinned against Yahweh and have not obeyed his voice. Therefore this thing is come upon you. Verse number 4. And now behold, I loose you this day from the chain which were upon your hand. If it seem good unto you to come with me into Babylon, come, and I would look well unto you. But if it seem ill unto you, come with me into Babylon, for bear, behold, all the land is before you, whether it seemeth good and convenient for you to go, thither go. Verse 5. And while he was not yet gone back, he said, go back also to Gedaliah, the son of Ahakim, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the cities of Yahdah Judah, and dwell with him among the people. Or go whatsoever it seemeth convenient unto you to go. So the captain of the guard gave him victory and a reward, and let him go. Verse number 6. Then went Jeremiah to Gedaliah, the son of Ahakim, the Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people that were left in the land. Verse 7. And when all the captains of the forces which were in the field, even they, their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam governor in the land, and had committed unto him men, women, children, and of the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive to Babylon. Verse number 8. Then they came to Gilead, to Mizpah, even Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan, the son of Kareah, the Syriah, and Syriah, the son of Chahamath, the son of Aphiah, the Nephthahite, and Jezaniah, the son of Makahatite, they and their meat. Verse number 9. Gilead, the son of Akam, the son of Safar, swear unto them and to their men, say, fear not to serve the Chaldeans, dwell in the land, serve the king of Babylon, they shall be well with you.
Mm-hmm. So you see, they were talking about the rise and the fall of the two kingdoms, see, right? Northern, southern kingdom, the two baskets and all that. And this old evil pig and his and all that old good stuff. It was talking about this, you know, it was talking about you. See, that's why we gotta bring these things to you that don't look to read the Bible as a novel, and that's why we keep telling you, you got to come in and sit down and learn what you never gonna be taught unless you taught by the six anointed camps. And all that was saying God to tell you in Second Corinthians. That's in Chronicles 14:7-16. Now, what you got to read in Jeremiah, he pulled that verse all the way back from 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, 14-16. That was poetry, right? But he just put the word called two baskets there. But now you come back to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, 14-16. Listen to it. What does it say, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse number 14-16 reads. Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse number 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Verse 15. And my eyes shall be open, and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place. Verse 16. For now have I chosen and sanctified this family, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, but see, you got to give it up and turn it loose, right? See, you got to give it up and. There's a record called that, Give It Up and Turn It Loose. You got to turn it loose. You got to turn this thing. You got to turn this thing over. And you got to know what to believe and what not to believe. And you got to now get these old puffed up spirits out you about where, you know, I might, you know, no, don't get the challenging spirit in you, because Yahweh have laid it out on to tell you what to believe. See, if he tell you what to believe, that means, okay, this is what he's saying, to believe. Then I got to let that ride. What did he tell you what to believe? Acts 15:15. Let's take from the top. Stop on the right side of the book. Do you know what you're supposed to believe? Acts chapter 15, verse 15. Let's see what the Bible tells you, what you're supposed to have no doubt and what you're supposed to believe. Acts 15:15, what does it say, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Acts 15, verse number 15 reads. Book of Acts 15, verse 15. And to this agree the words of the seer, as it is written.
It disagrees. Well, I don't know. It's not the point if you don't know. Agree if you don't know. Well, I can't agree because I don't know. But here's the thing. Just to agree, if they read you scriptures and you don't understand the scriptures, don't all of a sudden get a stick and throw a poking at it. He said, give anointed leadership the benefit of the doubt. Give the benefit of the doubt. Because one thing about it, if you give them the benefit of the doubt, remember, you doing to tell you what to believe. Let's go to the 24th chapter, pick it, verse 15 of Luke. Let's get a second witness on what to believe. So you got to know, because you got brothers that sisters have hurt themselves. Well, I don't know what to believe no more. I just don't. I ain't going to believe enough. But see, that's the point we're saying. You got to get rid of that spirit, because that spirit passed on to your offsprings, and they be in the same old boat. Don't know what to believe. Believe the Bible. And where we going at, Brother Yahya Israel? You go to Luke. Okay, well, let's get right down to it. Let's get down to Luke 24:25. Let's get right to it.
Look at Luke chapter 24, verse 25 reads. And he said unto them, O fool, slow of mind to believe all that the seer have spoken.
Uh-huh. And this was pulled prior to 2020. In fact, read the whole verse of 2020. First Chronicles 2020. This was Paul. See, what he's saying, he'll pull some things and because he know that you was raised up in the pulling, and when he pulled the verse, it's supposed to come back to your mind will start bring. Oh, he pulled that from First Chronicles 2020. What's the whole verse say? 2020.
Second Chronicles 2020.
Yes, sir. Make a second chronicle. Thank you, that brother. Y'all got his list.
The book of Second Chronicles, yep. Chapter 20.
Yeah, pull that whole verse. Yeah, pull that whole verse.
Verse number 20 reads, they rose early in the morning and went forth to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Yahdah Judah, you inhabitants of the southern kingdom. Believe in Yahweh, your Yahweh, so shall you be established. Believe in Seer, so shall you prosper.
Samuel came behind that, and First Samuel, chapter 9, verse 6-11. Samuel came behind that. Let's see what happened here. See, everybody knew something then because they was more inclined with the Bible understanding. 1 Samuel chapter 9, 6 down to verse number 11. Let's take it down to 6 through 11, and let's see what it says. 6 through 11. Then we're going to skip a little bit. 1 Samuel 9, 6 through 11.
Book of 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse number 6 through 11 reads. Book of 1 Samuel 9, verse number 6. He said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of Yahweh, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither, peradventure. He will show us our way that we should go. Verse number 7. Then said Saul to his servant, behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man up? For the bread is spent in our belly. There is not a present to bring to the man of Yahweh. What have we? Verse number 8. The servant answered Saul again and said, do I have here at hand the fourth part of a sickle of silver? That will I give to the man of Yahweh to tell us our way. Verse number 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, come, let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Verse number 10. Then said Saul to his servant, well said, come let us go. They went unto the city where the man of Yahweh was. Verse number 11. Now they went up to the hill of the city. They found young maiden going out to draw water. And said unto them, is the seer here?
Get down to verse 18, 19, and 27. 18, 19, and 27. Listen to this.
Verse number 18. Verse number 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate. Samuel the seer in the gate and said, tell me, I pray you, where the seer's house is. Verse number 19. And Samuel answered and said, am the thief. Go up before me into the high place. You shall eat with me today and tomorrow. I will let you go. I will tell you all that is in your mind. Verse 27. Now they were going down to the end of the city. Samuel the seer said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before. He passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
And once you acknowledge, that's all we're going to show you, the word of Yahweh. Don't turn into the incredible hope when we showing you the word of Yahweh. Believe the Bible. Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 24. Well, let's stick with verse 21, verse 9 first. Then we'll just pick up on Samuel. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 21, verse 9. This is Mr. Israel. Now, this is a king. This is a king. He will be king over Israel. They ain't king over Israel. They raised back up. But do you understand something here in 1 Chronicles 21, verse 9?
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 21, verse number 9 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Gad, the seer, David's seer.
David is the king of Israel, but David had to answer to the seer. David had to answer to the seer. Huh? Do you understand this? Do you understand something? That's 1:18:23. Folks, look at that. When you see stuff like that, then what crossed your mind was written in Psalms 1:18:23. What's written in Psalm 1:18:23?
Book of Psalm 1:18:23. This is Yahweh do, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Mm-hmm. 12:18 of 1 Corinthians. What is it in 12:18?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse number 18, read.
And 19.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse number 18, verse number 19, read. 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 18. But now have Yahweh said to Memphis, every one of them in the body, and that please him. Verse 19. If they were all one member, where is the body?
Read verse 18 again.
First Corinthians 12, verse number 18. But now have Yahweh said to Memphis, every one of them in the body, as it that please him.
You hear the angel say it? If he wanted to switch that Gad to be the king, he could have did it. But he didn't. This is Yahweh's doing. You got to go with the book. Now, let's go to 2 Samuel 24. Look at verses 11 through 14 and 18 and 19. This is good. 2 Samuel 24, 11 through 14, 18 and 19. This is good.
2 Samuel, chapter 24, verse number 11 through 18 and 24.
We'll make it 11 through 14. Then we'll skip down to 18 and 19. 2 Samuel 24, 11 through 14. Then we'll skip to 18 and 19.
The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 24, verse number 11 through 14, verse number 18 through 19. The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 24, verse number 11. When David was up in the morning, the word of Yahweh came unto the seer, Gad, David's seer, saying, verse number 12, one said unto David, the seer Yahweh, I offer thee three things. Choose you one of them, that I may do it unto you. Verse 13. So Gad came to David and told him, saying unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto you in your land? And would you flee 3 months before your enemies? Why they pursue you? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in the land? And I advise and see what effort I shall return to him that sent me. Verse 14. David said unto Gad, I'm in a strait that have fallen under the hand of Yahweh, for his mercies are great. And let me not fall into the hand of man. Verse number 18. And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, pour we are now unto Yahweh in the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. Verse 19. David, according to the saying of Gad the seer, went up as Yahweh commanded.
Did you hear that? You hear how it rolled? Oh my goodness! You hear how to get in order in Yahweh. Remember, seer is about getting in order, but you got to first hear order. You got remember. We need counseling more than anything that in it we need to have counseling. And Yahweh have set up six anointed camps for counseling, see, right? And they're qualified to counsel you on the things that you got going on in your life. And they can show you what the Bible's saying, not no past experience that they up under. What the Bible is saying, how to correct your situation. And we found out the first thing you must do, you got to move some of those tin cans out your backyard and put a bread, a little garden back there and start putting your little piece of meat up in there every now and then. That meat is coming out some green food. Because I'm telling you something, see, right? It's going to get worse. And that's why Yahweh told you in advance, and he's sending a seer to show the elders, and the elders show the father, and the father show the mothers, and the mothers show the children. You got to start now putting a few things to the side. He said, plant gardens. And we started watching that one-eyed Satan, and we get all tricked around with that one-eyed Satan. But I'm telling you something. Plant gardens. Now, tomorrow night, Lester, we're going to talk about the point that about these two young men. Again, remember, when you start hearing stuff like the two young men, start hearing something about the two that always got a double meaning to it. Never jump down in it as you're reading it, because there's always a sign in that reading for you to see the double meaning. Always jump down and start reading one way, but remember, he really explained to you another way. Let's run to Michael chapter 6, verse 6, and let's read down to verse 9. Michael chapter 6, 6 down to verse 9. Let's see what he says here.
Book of Micah, chapter 6, verse number 6 through 9 reads. Book of Micah, chapter 6, verse number 6. Micah 6, verse 6. Wherewith shall I come before Yahweh? By myself before the high Yahweh. Shall I come before him with burnt up with calf of a year old? Verse number 7. Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rain or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my sin, the fruit of my body for the sins of my life? Verse number 8. You have shown you, O man, O woman, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Yahweh? Verse number 9. Yahweh's voice cries unto the city. The man and woman of wisdom shall see your name. Hear ye the rod, and who have appointed it.
Mm-hmm. So you see what he's saying? He said, I'm showed you, old man, what's good. I'm showed you. He said, you know, we don't know how should I come. Should I? No. Why don't you just understand he got it written how he wants you to come? He said, I'm showed you, old man. I'm showing you, old woman, how to come to address yourself with me. How to come. Not sit there and jack your flex. Let's go to Deuteronomy. He said, I'm showing you, old man, old woman, how to come and approach me. In the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy 12 through 15, I'm showing you, old man, old woman, how to approach me. Should I bring a fatted calf? Should I bring? He said, what did I tell you? This is what I tell you how you approach me. This is how you approach me in Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 15. Listen to this.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 12 through 15, read. Deuteronomy 10, verse number 12. And now Israel, what do Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, require of you? But to fear Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your might, with all your strength. Verse 13, to keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. Verse 14, behold the heavens are heaven, is Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, earth also, with all that therein is. Verse 15, only Yahuwah had the delight in your father to love them. He chose their seed after them, even you, above all people, as it is this day.
Mm-hmm. He already showed you what's good. What's good? What's good? He told you what's good. Okay, preach up to what's good. Let's go to Romans chapter 7 and look at verse 12. He showed you what's good. Oh, I want to know what's good. I can do this in Yahuwah. Okay, good. Let me show you what's good. Do you got that right? Romans 7, 12. What's good? Let's see.
Book of Romans 7, verse 7 reads, wherefore the Torah instruction is righteous. The Torah instruction is righteous, just, and good.
So there it is, right here. So now you know what the man who told you was good. The Torah instruction, see, right here, that is good. So all you got to do is examine yourself. Is you doing the Torah instruction? Because the Torah instruction is good. If you're doing the Torah instruction, Torah 667, 35 through 37 will be read on your palm of your hand. Torah 66, verse 7, 35 to 37. You'll be working with it. He showed you what's good. How to avoid punching like the last nine lessons. Torah 66 and 7, 35 to 37 says what?
The book of Torah, chapter 6, verse number 6, verse number 7. Verse number 35 to 37 read, Book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 6. Be in peace with many, nevertheless have but one counselor of a thousand. Verse 7, thou wouldest get a friend, prove him first. Be not hasty to credit any. Verse 35, be willing to hear every Yahuwah discourse. Let not the parable of understanding escape you. Verse 36, if thou seest a man of understanding, get thee betimes unto him. Let your foot wear the step of his door. Verse 37, let your mind be upon the ordinance of Yahuwah, and meditate continually in his Torah instructions. He shall experience thy mind and give thee wisdom at thine own desire.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Micah chapter 7 and look at 18 through 20. And we'll get one more to close out and bring the elder in, and we look for the mothers. Let's go to Micah chapter 7, verse 18 to 20. Listen to what he's telling Micah the seer. He's talking to Micah the seer about something, and this is what he say.
Book of Micah, chapter
7, 18 to 20. Brother Yahdai Israel, see Roy, come on.
The book of Micah chapter 7, verse number 18 to 20 reads. Micah 7, verse number 18. Who is a Yahuwah like unto you that pardoneth sin, passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. Verse 19. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our sin. Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Verse 20. You will perform the truth to Israel and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers, from the days of old.
Now look at that. The days of old, see, right? You see that? That's the days of old. The Yahuwah said, listen, he didn't hold his anger. The Yahuwah said he didn't hold his anger forever. And said, this Yahuwah is the one that forgives sins, see, right? And this Yahuwah is from the days of old. Now see that? Now what you do with that? Preach up your Bible in Matthew chapter 9, 1, 2, and 6. And then look at them talk their talk. This guy is the Yahuwah from old, according to Michael. Now who right? And who is this Yahuwah from old? Matthew chapter 9, 1, 2, and 6. Listen good.
Book of Matthew chapter 9, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 6 reads. Book of Matthew 9, verse 1. He entered into a ship, passed over, came into his own city. Verse 2. Behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yahuwah the Son, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins be forgiven you. Verse number 6. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise. Take up your bed and go unto your house.
The man said, now, I got to pull them all out. Now, when we read the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, verse 10, 21, 25 through 28 in the closing statement, should we, you know, see, right? Is we ready? Do we know what's happening? When we read the 43rd chapter, verse 10, then skip down to verse 21 and 25 through 28, is we rolling with this? What it said in the closing statement, come on.
The book of Isaiah 43, verse number 10, verse 21, verse 25 through 28 reads, book of Isaiah 43, verse number 10, you are my witness, save Yahuwah. And my servant whom I have chosen, you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. For me there was no Yahuwah form, neither shall there be after me. Verse 21, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Verse 25, I, even I am he that blotted out your sins. For my own sake, it will not remember your sins. Verse 26, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare you that thou mayest be justified. Verse 27. Thy first father hath sinned. Your teachers have transgressed against me. Verse 28. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary. Now given Israel to the curse. Israel to a reproach.
In Isaiah days, in Micah days, the same one we read in Matthew chapter 9, that was he. So how you got him kind of in the Joseph story, see, right? This man is from old. From everlasting old. Oh, Yahuwah, Israel, close the statement, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Love the way it's rolling out, see Israel, see Roy. Great work, team, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, this man is from old. From everlasting seed, right? Bringing the elder in as they're getting ready to warm up that old big broadcast. Come on the Power Talk. When you ask the elders and whoever listening got on tape, dosing them lessons. They are anointed to help you out, to extend your learning and thus says Yahuwah. Elder Tills, what's your closing thoughts there, Elder? You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me once again back into tonight's broadcast. Well, we did have a little bit of conversation earlier in our commentary, about the turmoil and troubles that people are going through, which are becoming more and more outrageous. It's kind of hard to place it if it's on the way that people's thinking, with the presidency, speaking of the coronavirus, or the people firing on each other in the streets. It's kind of hard to see, but you can see the deception in eyes, in conversation, and the troubled hearts of people. And this is why we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand until they find out the proper reason. That's without proper teaching. To see those things in the Bible that most of us see, that some look at, can never find, because the misinformed can do none of these things. And again, that's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahweh come into place, and that is taught. That makes all this and more possible for the righteous. As I said before, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. We know or have an idea that there are those out there that camouflage their evil teachings for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons until it turns against them. Then you can hear their moans and groans. It's pretty bad to see it when that happens. The only time these people ask for Yahweh's help is when they have trouble in their lives. Other than that, they curse his name. As I mentioned before, what Yahweh hates, it was in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. The six things that the Yahweh do hate. Number 16. Six do the Yahweh hate. Yeah, ye are the abomination. Seven is abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shred innocent blood. 18, a heart that deceiveth wicked imagination, feet that be swift and running to mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers. Well, I guess that says it all. And we have, I guess, can place good, sound reasoning to that fact. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because this is information that you have came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, once before, we asked, well, this got to be for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current devices. On the search line, enter www.triveyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live? Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. That will keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. The calendar explains in biblical detail by Scripture what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for the True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and this will put you right into the live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdh@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To use this, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click Enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, as was stated, after the normal broadcast on Pal Talk, we're on Pal Talk. Listed under ethnic group, African American, look for Yahweh True Name Teachers. This is where Yahweh's word will also be working. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table by either Elder Mr. Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs with Siri Israel. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered, as I've seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. Remember, as I said before, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches or covenants of the saints. So, keep your Bibles open. Let's see what else there is to learn. It's a continued learning experience.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Kip. That was excellent, Elder. So are we looking forward to hear the broadcast on the battle talk. And one thing about it, remember, the series is about the due order. You know, just like, you know, you, same thing, you go in your facility, your kitchen, you got to get things in order to cook. So Yahweh is saying, listen, I hear you calling me, but you out of order. You got to get in due order. And once you're in the due order, I'm going to respond to you. So we're going back and find the mothers, and we're going in for the close on the special edition called Thursday evening. One thing about it, the series is based upon the due order. So, yeah, well, I don't like that series. See, that's the wrong kind of spirit to have about what you don't like. Because it ain't about what you like. Remember, we're trying to all over the known world. And we're doing a pretty good job on announcing right here. But keep in your mind something. Take notes. Six anointed counsel. We got a big job ahead of us. We got to be on one accord, one mind, and everything. So we're going to run and grab the mothers out of camp one. The mothers out of camp one. and with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, Mother Z, out of count one, Mother E. Yahweh bid you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, or see you. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Mother Z. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Let's take a look at a couple of statements over there in Romans chapter 9, verse 14 down to verse 17. Let's see what we can get out of Romans chapter 9, verse 14 down to verse 17. Chapter 9, 14 to 17.
Okay.
Mother E, you on the clock?
Look at Romans chapter 9. Verses 14 to 17. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Yahweh? Yahweh forbid. Verse 15. Verse 15, but he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Verse 16, so then, is it not of him that will, nor of him that runneth, but of Yahweh that showeth mercy? Verse 17, for distress is said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
He said, the scripture said that, he said, you know, the reason why I raised you up, Moses, is to show my power in you. And see, the same thing we trying to tell you about the six anointed counts. We've been raised up to show the power in Yahweh in these 2 Timothy 3:1 days. What kind of days we got going on now, Mother E, in 2 Timothy 3:1? And skip down to 12 up through 14. 2 Book of Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. Then skip down to 12 through 14. Mother E, you're back on the clock in 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1, 12 through 14. Come on.
Okay, 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 and 12 to 14. Verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 12, yea, and all that we are live, Yahweh and Yahweh's son, shall suffer persecution. 13, but evil men and subdued shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14, but continue you in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them.
Is it? Yeah. And what did it say in verse 14?
14, but continue you in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them.
Mm-hmm. And never forget what he's saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20 there, Mother E. Mother E, he makes a profound statement and tell you something in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19 and 20. What he says in 1 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 there, Mother E.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What knoweth you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own? Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh.
You mean, now, Mother E, I'm grown. You mean that Yahweh says that you're not your own? You know how we say, well, I'm grown. You can't tell me. Yet. But Yahweh is telling you, you of Israel descent, you are not your own. You've been paid with a price. A price has been paid for you. So you're not your own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we got to understand something about in this lesson. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Let's precept that 95:7 and see what he's saying in Psalms 95:7 behind that. Let's read 7 and 8. Let's precept that and see what he's saying. What is he trying to tell us?
Psalm 95:7-8. For he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his house, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, verse 8, harden not your mind as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
So you see what he's saying? He said today, if you hear his voice, stop hiding your head. You've been bought with a price. You is the flock of Yahweh inheritance. You got to make a judgment, understanding that not your own. You might be 99. You still ain't your own. Still is a block of pastors. We got to get order to receive the blessing, understanding that spirit. We must stay up on an anointed leadership all the way to the return of Yahweh the Son. Because we not our own, although we grown. I'm grown, but you still not own.
It's true.
You've been bought for a price. Let's read how it happened in second book. Now let's go to Philippians 2:5-11. Let's find out exactly what price you've been bought with that we can read. Let's go to Philippians 2 and pick 5-12. Let's take it down to 12. Philippians.
Okay.
Chapter 2:5-12. You're on the clock, Mother E. Come on.
Okay.
Philippians 2:5-12. You've been bought with a price. Let's see if we find out what's going on with that. Philippians, P-H-I-L-I-L-I, something like that, P-P-I, something like that. We've been bought with that price. All right. Chapter 2. Prayer, what it say?
Philippians 2:5-12. Verse 5, let thy mind be in you, which was also in Yahweh the Son. Verse 6, who being in the form of Yahweh, though it not robbed to be equal with Yahweh the Son. Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, death of the tree. Verse 9, Wherefore Yahweh also has high exalted him. Wherefore Yahweh the Father also has highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Verse 10, that at the name of Yahweh the Son, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh to the honor of Yahweh the Father. Verse 12, wherefore, beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
You hear that? So that is, let's run to Chronicles. Let's run to Second Corinthians. Let's run to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. See, you've been bought with a price. You're not your own. The decision you make, it can cost you your life and everybody come in contact with you. You've been bought with a price. If you know you Israel, you have to understand one thing. You are a flock. Always, and you are sheep and a flock always together, and that's the number. Like we said earlier, you take one pin, you take your hand, you can snap one pin, but put five pins together and see can you snap it. And strengthen that. Almost a one mind is our strength. If we didn't have one mind understanding, Yahweh on intervals. 2 Corinthians chapter 14 down to verse 18. Mother, 2 Corinthians,
chapter 6, 14 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14. Be ye not unequal yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion? But the moon has light with darkness. Verse 15. And what concord Yahweh the Son with Baal? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? Verse 16. And what agreement has the tempter of Yahweh with us? For you are the temple of the living Yahweh. As Yahweh has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. Verse 17, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, said Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my son and daughter, said the Yahweh Almighty.
Well, you see, he's saying, listen, if you want him to intervene, if you want him to intervene in your life, then follow the rules and regulations. If you want him to be your father and you to be his sons and daughter, unequally yoked peoples bag away from him, then they'll kick in. It's time for them to make a decision. It's time for them to follow anointed leadership, those upon the Yahweh, or continue to fall the way they fallen. Let's go to, and look what it says in first, go to Sirach 12, 1 through 12. Sirach 12.
What do
you know? Well, make it 7. No, make it 12. You're right. That's right. Make it 12. Sirach chapter 12, 1 through 12. Let's see what we can get out of Sirach 12, 1 through 12. Take your time there, Mother E. Remember one thing, Sabbath day is only hours away, and we on point. The 12th chapter, 1 through 12, what do it say? You on the clock, come on.
Sirach chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Sirach chapter 12, verse 1. When you will do good, know to whom to do it, so shall you be thankful for thy benefit. Verse 2. Do good to the Yahweh man or woman, and thou shalt find a recompense, and if not from him, yet from the Most High. Verse 3. There can be no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, not to him that gives no aim. Verse 4, give to the worldly man and help not the simple. Verse 5, do well unto him that is lowly, but give not to the unworthy. Hold back your bread and give it not unto him, lest he overmaster you thereby. For else thou shalt receive twice as much evil for all the good you shall have done unto him. Verse 6. For the Most High hates sinners and will repay vengeance unto the unrighteous, and keep them against the mighty day of their punishment. Verse 7. Give unto the Yahweh and help not the sinner. Verse 8. A friend can be known in prosperity. An enemy cannot be hidden in adversity. Verse 9. In the prosperity of a man or woman, enemies will be free, but in the adversity, even a friend will depart. Verse 10, never trust an enemy, for like a iron rust, so is his weakness. Verse 11, though he honor himself and go out, yet take good heed and beware of him, and thus shall be unto him as if I had wiped a looking glass, and thus shall know that his rust has not been altogether wiped away. Verse 12. Let him not by thee, that when he has overthrown thee, he stand up in your place. Neither let him sit at your right hand, lest he seek to take your seat. And thus are the last. Remember my word and be free therewith.
That's right. See, if we remember his words, and that's the time about the to be 17 nations headed by Esau, the white man and the white woman. Although they come crossing and smiling at you, listen, the outcome will you up. Because if you don't think the way they think, and they thinking it's not of the Bible, it's out. It is contrary to the Bible. But they'll ease upon you and deliver you up. So you got to be very careful. That's why we come humble to show you what the Bible's saying. So they tell you man, to watch the white woman. You still let the white woman deliver you up and come skinning and crouching to you. And then when you get cut short, then you say, well, I wonder what happened. What happened is you don't take heed to the message that is to do in advance. We come to show you in advance that he got it written. He got it written right here in the regular book of Ecclesiastes 1:15. He got something written in 1:15. And you can take it any way you want to take it. Look at it any way you want to look at it. But in the regular book of Ecclesiastes, he got something written in 1:15. And what he got written there, Mother?
Ecclesiastes chapter 1:15. He has built an everlasting. Ecclesiastes 1:15.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1:15. That which is crooked. It says, he has built an everlasting foundation with man. And he shall continue.
Look at the real captain. Ecclesiastes 1:15.
Look at it real carefully.
Chapter 1:15.
In the regular book.
Oh,
in the regular book. Let me get back this. I thought you said
that's right. Okay, 1:15. Let's see what's in that regular book, 1:15.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1:15. Ecclesiastes chapter 1:15. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wrong cannot be numbed.
He said, what he'll make crooked is nothing you can do to straighten it out. You got to understand something in 7:13, this by the hand of who? So now if you think you're stronger than this guy in 7:13 of the same book, he said, what he have made crooked, you cannot straighten it up. Oh, that's all right. I'll be able to straighten this one out. Oh, yeah? Then that means you got more power than this guy in 7:13. Ecclesiastes 7:13 says what?
Ecclesiastes 7:13. Consider the works of Yahweh. For who can make it straight, which he has made crooked?
You hear that, Mo? He have made the white man and the white woman crooked. So if he don't make the white man and the white woman crooked, how is you going to straighten them out? And it's his doing. And see, this is what we mess up at. So when we go to Romans chapter 7, verse 13, and verse 13, then we're supposed to cringe at what Yahweh got written. All this for your learning. Romans chapter 9, verse 13 says what?
Romans chapter 9, verse 13. As it is written, Israel have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
He said, you can go read it. He says, written. He said, well, why is y'all forgetting it's written on what I love and what I hate? He said, why y'all forget what I got written, because time went past. What I got written is what I got written. And skip down to verse 20, down to verse 22.
Same book.
Skip down to verse 20 to 22.
Only chapter 9, verse 20 to 22. Nay, but O man, who are thou that replies against Yahweh? Shall the same form say to him that formed it, why have thou made me thus? Verse 21. Had not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Verse 22. But if Yahweh are willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessel of wrath fitted to destruct. Verse 23.
He said, I made them for destruction. But I dazed the baseball back to whoop you back to me. But after you got back to me, then they goes into the fire themselves. But see, this is Yahweh's doing. And all we supposed to say is 118:23. What we supposed to say that Mother E in 118:23? What we supposed to say behind Yahweh's doing? 118:23. And the wisdom of Solomon, King, verse 7. And we'll close out with these last two verses.
Psalm 118:23. I was also upright before him, and I kept.
Psalm 118:23.
And I'm looking at Psalm 118.
Psalm 118:23.
This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
That's all he's supposed to say. This is the hand of Yahweh. So we gonna roll with him. This is Yahweh's doing. So it's marvelous in our sight. We've been a wicked people, and it took a wicked of people to get us back, get on the right track. So that's what it takes. So now we got to get our prayer right in 118, verse 7 in the closing statement. 118, verse 7 in the closing statement there, Mother E. We'll catch you on the eyeball, six anointed camps, Sabbath day classes. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, make it 5 to 7. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 5, 6, and 7 in the closing statement.
Okay. Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 18.
Speaking of verse 5, 6, and 7 in the closing statement.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 5 to 7. Verse 5. And when they had determined to slay the babe of the saint, one child being cast forth and saved to reprove them that took away the multitude of their children and destroyed them altogether in thy mighty wrath. Verse 6. Oh, that night, of that night where our father Jeffrey afore that assurance, knowing unto what oath they have given prediction, they might afterwards be of good cheer. Verse 7. So of thy people was accepted both the salvation of the righteous and destruction of the enemy.
So you got to accept both the return of your people and the destruction of the enemy. Talking about the white man, the white woman, and all of the other nations that have came against your people. That's got to be in our prayers. Mother Z, action on your part. How about a closing statement for this national audience? You on the clock, come up.
Okay. I'm going to give you something. Thank you for praising y'all for this class. Thank you for praising y'all for the teacher. Now I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 to 15. Let me get that. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 to 15. And now Israel, what do Yahweh, your Yahweh, require of thee? Fear the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. Verse 13. To teach the Torah instructions of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command thee this day for your good. Verse 14. Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heaven is the Yahweh, your Yahweh. The earth also with all that therein is. Verse 15. Only the Yahweh has the delight in your father. To love them, and he shows their seed after them, even you above all people as it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Mother Z, get your eyeball on the Sabbath day. Excellent again on your part. All right. That comes to a conclusion of the night's broadcast. We'll catch you all this Saturday back on at 7:30. Mother E, Mother Z, Yahweh be with you all. Shalom, shalom, shalom.